Tony Sad Productions.
Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I'm all off in this group. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
And when you go hard for the truth, you better watch your back for haters, cause they'll sneak right behind you and look like an actual neighbor. When you got your mind on right, it seems like every day's a doomsday. Last week I found out my enemies, my roommate, don't care about what you say. Put the phone on last Tuesday, riding all through the night like I never seen a new day. If you do it better, do it right. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome. 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 This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Monday, March the 16th, is it? Yeah, March the 16th, sorry about that. March the 16th, 2015, and the time is 7 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we have a barn-burning message. Today's message comes with an extra warning, not just a regular warning that I give with every message, but today's message has an extra warning. This message you do not want to listen to if you are a new believer. This message you do not want to listen to if you are, when I say new believer, it has nothing to do with how long you've been in Christianity. If your mind is not solid, you don't want to listen to this message. What do I mean? If your mental, if the way you process information, if you are easily conned, if you are easily deceived, if you find yourself mentally challenged, I'm not talking about, you know, metal helmet, short bus, mentally challenged. I'm talking about the ability to put facts in order, like 2 + 2 = 4. If you got problems, if that's difficulty using reason and logic, you're not going to be able to follow me on tonight's show. Tonight's show is not a good. It's not a good night for you. Because tonight we got to go back in history to, we got to go back to Eastern Palestine. We got to go all the way back to the Beni Ammoni, or Beni Ammana. We got to go back to the Amorites, the Moabites, the Amalekites. We got to go back to the land of Ur. We have to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify something before it became something, and then it became something else. We got to trace back the roots of history, back to a time and to a period where most people don't want to go, and we must reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify that Lucifer ain't Satan, and Satan ain't Lucifer. And then we got to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify who's who, who's what. We got to also give you the introduction to the twin flames, the twin Christ. Now, this is a lot of information that we got to pack into an hour, hour and 15 minutes, however long we take. Now we've got to keep it less than an hour tonight. So everybody knows Isaiah 14:12. So, again, y'all strapped in. You got a glass of water sitting by because you don't need it on tonight's show, because we got tonight's show. The title of the show is Hillel Ben Shahar. Hillel Ben Shahar is a Hebrew word. This Hebrew word is the name, the true name of the God of the Dawn, or the Son of the Dawn, that it talks about in Isaiah 14, verse 12. But it was transliterated into meaning Son of the Morning, meaning Son of the Morning Star, meaning the brightest star, meaning Venus. So when we read Isaiah 14, verse 12, we come up with an understanding that that is talking about Satan, the fallen angel, who's referred to as Lucy or Lucifer. So we just say Satan and Lucy, Lucifer, they are one and the same. We don't understand that this has its roots, if we trace it back, to the light bringer and the light bearer, which is totally different than the Son of the Dawn. And so we must separate the difference. We must separate the Son of the Dawn from the light bringer. We must understand, but you can't take my word for it. Anybody, any knucklehead can come over here and just say anything. So you can't believe what anybody say, myself included. We need some history. So we got to start with the pantheon of the Uratic text. Now, most people don't understand the twinned avatar, a.k.a. the god Attar, A-T-T-A-R. Again, I have a book that breaks all of this down. He's the god of Shamar. You know it as Salem. Well, I got to say that for a little later. But Shahar is what we're talking about. Now, we're going to go through a pantheon of deities tonight really quickly. That Exodus chapter 6, verse 2. Exodus 6, verse 2. When God spoke to Moses, he told Moses, telling him, I am that I am. So when God appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as El Shaddai, he used the name Yahweh. At least that's what they tell us. But he didn't make himself known as Yahweh. At least that's what they tell us. So when we read the Hebrew Bible, when you got to take out your Bible and you read that scripture in the book of Exodus chapter 6, verse 2, and you read anything that's inside of the Bible or the Helios Biblios, you do not the Bible, the word Bible again means son book. It's the Hebrew. But what nobody probably didn't tell you is that who the Hebrews and who are Judah? Who's Judah or the tribe of Judah? And so when we look at that, we got to go all the way back to the Canaanite god Elis or El, where you get the word elder, the word Elohim, all of the words that starts with E-L. So there's a Canaanite god named El. Okay, we got a problem, Houston. We got a problem because all through the Helios Biblios, we see the God of the Old Testament. That's his name, El. Elohim. So, okay, is he a Canaanite God? Is he a Hebrew God? Which one? Because God called Abraham out of Canaan because Abraham's father was a pagan, and he worshipped a pantheon of God. So God said, I'm going to take you out of here. I'm going to establish a new thing. Me and you, homie, we're going to break this down. We're going to start a whole new generation. From your loins, it's going to be like the skies in the sky. The stars in the sky. Your descendants will be like the sand. That's what God told Abraham. Say, if you come with me, man, you're going to be blessed. So Abraham was like, okay, let's do this. But before all this happened, brothers and sisters, we got to overstand because somebody's lying to somebody. The name Lucifer does not exist. There is no such thing. It's a cookie blower to me. Poor Lucifer, man, he gets a bad rap. The name Lucifer does not exist in no Hebrew text, nowhere, on no planet. Not that I've been to any other planets, but I would assume. Now, again, no ancient texts. The Septuagint, the Masoretic text, the Uratic text, the Sumerian text, the Codex Gigas, the Egyptian Book of the Dead. None of the ancient texts that I've found. I've tried to get them. I went to the oldest known text on the planet, the Gospel of the Egyptians. It ain't in there either. So where did the name Lucifer come from? Lucifer does not exist in the Hebrew, nor Greek, nor the Septuagint, nor any ancient text. Lucifer was derived from a gentleman by the name of Jerome back in the 4th century A.D. Lucifer is a transliteration in Latin. Lucifer, only the name Lucifer, only appears in the Latin Vulgate. It doesn't appear in no other text except for the Latin text. Guess what text the Vatican only uses? Latin. Oh, go figure. So you, if you are researching anything in Latin, which that's all we have, because most of our stuff are from Constantine, who again, Constantine was Roman. Roman is the current, what we call Catholicism. You know that Catholicism is Romanism. You do know that, right? Okay, we all on the same page? Good. So Lucifer does not appear, the name Lucifer, the term, does not appear in no text until the Latin Vulgate comes out. And then the word Lucifer is a Latin term. It's a Latin word. It's not a Hebrew word. It's not Greek. It's not Aramaic. It's not Chaldean. It's not Paleo-Hebrew. It's a Latin phrase. And so when the King James transliterators, they borrowed it from Jerome. Now, I'm going to break down Jerome and this other cat named Orin. These are some guys who, you want to read about these cats in history, but we're going to break them down at a later date and at a later time, the same way I broke down Vespasian and his son Titus, the authors of the New Testament. Now, again, that's another study for another time. That's a cookie blower. Because if you understand what that means, we got a problem because Jerome, he put the word Lucifer, which means light bearer, before the 4th century, that's why I don't read nothing after 1611. It, to me, it's worthless. You got to get your stuff from before 1611. Otherwise, you in trouble, homie. Because after that, everything Latin is based upon Saturnalia and Venus. They were all Saturn worshippers. There was Saturnalia, Kronos, the god that ate children, Molech. That's why they steal your children. And they drink their blood. So they can reverse the aging process. But I didn't tell you that. And every African-American, go to a funeral home. Why they take the pineal glands out of black folks? Grind it up and ship it to someplace in New York. I can't tell you that. You might want to do some research. Because there's something in melanated people's gland that some people need to exist on this planet net. This is Zeus worship. This is Saturnalia. This is Venus. Where did it come from? The word Venus, again, means morning star. Morning star or evening star. Venus is the day star. So the Hebrew term in the King Jimmy or the King James means, oh, Lucifer, son of the morning. That word should be Hela ben Shahar. Because Helil ben, because the word ben means son. So Helil, son of Shahar, which is a Babylonian Canaanite deity. It comes from Canaan. Okay, that makes sense. Why? Everything that exists came out of Canaan. Everything that exists came out of... Now, you do know that the Babylon, that all of Christianity is Babylonian. Judaism is Babylonian. It's Canaanite. They just had a pantheon, then they decided one day we're going to go with one. But what about the rest of them? Well, you know, we don't like those no more. Okay, which one did you choose? Well, you know, I don't know how they choose it. They go any, mini, miny, mo. How do they pick? So if you understand what I'm saying, this word Helil, which means to shine or to bear light, and Shalem, which means God of the dust. Now Helil, H-E-L-E-L, and Shalem, where we get Shalom, S-H-A-L-I-M, Shalom. Take out the I, replace it with an O. You got the God of the dust. They're twin brothers. Well, we got the twin Christ. Now, I got to drop the nugget. I'm praying about it. I'm asking for the Father. When is the correct time to drop the twin Christ nugget in your lap and let you chew on that bone for a while? Because that's going to be a tough bone to swallow. Because nobody knows about that Yahushua had a twin brother. No, I know. You're thinking the same thing I was thinking when I learned this 20 years ago. I'm not buying that. I didn't buy it either. I just suggest you do the research. That's what I did. I looked it up. I didn't look it up. I looked it up in history. I looked it up in antiquity because I couldn't trust anybody because everybody had a hidden agenda. So I had to go into the Canaanite mythology and had to look from a historical record, and I look for what is called the remythalization. Now, the word remythalization is the reorganizing of a myth. Now, Canaanite mythology has been reorganized by historians. And so the king of Babylon is the king of Venus, or he's the morning star. This is taken from a god by the name of Attar, A-T-T-H-T-A-R. Again, all this stuff is history. You can look it up. It's all part of what they call mythology. Unfortunately, mythology is true. So if you look at the Ugaritic text, most Reverend Dr. Bishops that I know have never even heard of the word Ugaritic, spelled U-G-A-R-I-T, Ugaritic, I see. And then that's when you see the twins, Shahar and Salem, or Salim. They were considered the gracious gods of Uruk, or the Uratic. So this is ancient Uratic history. And if you don't understand the Uratic history, then you don't understand Canaanite history, you don't understand Babylonian history, then you don't understand Roman history, and then you don't understand Christian history. Because all of this came from the Ugaritic text. But nobody talks about it. They don't even use it anymore. They don't even talk about how words have been mistranslated over the eons, over the years. And so today, my brothers, when we talk about this, we must understand that the twin brothers, the son of the dawn and the son of the dusk. Same way we got Enki and Enlil. Same way you get Osiris and, it's whatever the other god's name they fought. You know, one is from the day, the other one is from the night. Good and evil. Same concept. All of this stuff, if you trace it all the way back, is Babylonian mythology. But the question is it myth or is it history? So when we talk about this, my brothers and sisters, we have to go deeper down the rabbit trail to the god of the patriarchs of the Ugaritic text. Again, U-G-A-R-I-T-I-C. Most people have never heard of the Ugaritic text. You can go to Google, type it in, and pull it up. Blow your cookies. Now remember, this information is very dangerous. I just got off the phone with a young lady. She said she's going to be listening tonight. If I could not have ordered, I almost wanted to bring her on the show to let you hear her say to you what she said to me. So she calls me. She heard my show last night about OPs, organic portals, walk-ins, soulless entities, social paths, psychopaths. She informed me of an organization, religious group, church, that she was a member of. I'm not making this up. Again, I may try to get her to come on to the show and let her give you her testimony. One of the things that she said, and I went to the guys, the rulers or the leaders page, he's on Facebook, and she mentioned a name that startled me, was Enki and Enlil, that startled me. Anybody who's God or somebody that they know is Enki. And then he was from an organization of the the ancient pagans, but they were called like the Moabites, the Ammonites, the, Heber, all of the Ites. Well, his organization is named after one of the Ites. That was a red flag. And then she proceeded to tell me, now this just happened right before the show. This is fresh off the dome. I couldn't have ordered it it was perfect. Because it's exactly what I'm talking about tonight. And so this individual has an organization based upon a Moabite, Canaanite, Amorite, Jezebite, any of the Ites. Go to the New Testament, the Old Testament, pick out one. And then he said that the God, how does he say it? I don't want to misconstrue it. basically the God talks to him, and God told him to start his organization, his church. Now he does the exact same thing I do. And then she said something that was a cookie blower, because she said that he wanted to leave his genetic blueprint or imprint in her. Now, I haven't got to that part of the show or the message or the book yet. Brothers and sisters, primarily women, you meet somebody and they want to put a genetic imprint. They are overriding overriding your genetic code with theirs. It is a sexual act. And then the name of the deity that told her, so I told her the same thing I told you guys. If anybody listening to the show, if you have not went to YouTube and you have not typed in the word IMMORTEL, Martell, full movie, and if you have not watched that movie, you are in grave danger. Now, it's like it's part anime, it's hard to follow, but I just watched the movie Fallen again for like the 10th time today. The movie with Denzel, where the demon, fallen angel, Azazel, transfers by touch, laying on hands, and he's a detective. And her boy singing that song, John Goodman, who plays the character, time is on your side. Yes, it is. And he goes on, and everybody that he touches get possessed. Brothers and sisters, it's getting serious. Now, a good friend of mine told me, he said, Doc, I got a feeling you're going to be getting a lot of calls. Since he's told me that, my phone's been lighting up. Every day, somebody's calling me and say, hey, my leader told me to do this, and you, I heard in you one of your messages, you said don't do that. That guy she's following had all 10 symptoms of what I talked about last night. And the 3 that's found in James 3:18. There's a power that doesn't come from above. It's earthly, sensual, and demonic. And then he did the unthinkable. And she called me, thankfully, before she went to his house. Now, I wish she had called me before she changed her name. Why does all of the Muslims change their last name to Muhammad? Remember, read, brothers and sisters, Heavenly Father, touch the minds of every person listening to this show with your Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, I've been saying this for 20 years. I don't know how. I don't know no other way to say it. Your name is you. Your name is a filter. Nothing comes in unless it's in your name. The letters of your name establish your personality. I know people before they know themselves, because the first thing I do is I say, how you doing? They tell me your name. What was your name again? Oh, okay, Jim Bob. Jim Bob, is that your birth name, Jim Bob? Your mom named you Jim? Yeah, man, Jim Bob, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I go home, type it in my computer, Jim Bob. And I read, I know everything about Jim Bob. If I want to, I can play Jim Bob like a fiddle if I want to. Now, see, I was born with this gift. I just didn't know it. And I didn't understand why I was more powerful than other people. Now, this guy who she's following, I'm telling you, I just got off the phone with her right before my show. He's doing exactly what every witch and every wizard I know on the planet does, and the exact same thing that I was doing. That's why they called me. I was young, dumb, and stupid. I was born as a master teacher, 33. That means I was born with a set of skills. But like the guy Hancock, I was a irresponsible superhero. I was a drunken superhero. Me, I was just a dumb superhero. And then when I understood, I was like, that's it? So let me get this right. To cast a spell, one must fail. Are you serious? You guys are joking, right? And so then I went to, let me get this right. So I don't know, you guys, if y'all, hopefully y'all listened to my show that I did on, not voodoo. Voodoo is Boy Scout stuff. Hoodoo. Hoodoo. H-O-O. And they say smells are spells. I was like, okay. Now, I've been doing this since I was 6. And other people go to school for this. They go take some service. They go to. Now, I learned this by the lady who was abusing my mom, tying us up and beating us and make us walk around in circles, sprinkling chicken blood, saying these chants, making us go without food for 2 weeks. You know what it's like to not eat food and only drink water when you are 6, 7, 8 years old for 2 weeks? When your stomach and your back is in the same place? And so when people come to me and they got leaders who are doing this, and I've been doing it since I was 6, and then I found out that it was evil, and then I had to wean myself off of it and stop doing it because nobody told me it was evil. I just saw it done, and I just, how did I know? I knew it by osmosis. I don't even much remember until I went back when I started hanging out with these Luciferians and these Masons, and especially the members of the Philemic Order of the Golden Dawn, and they do this every day, and they do it on you. And you don't know that they're doing it, and they have you following them around like a little puppy, and you don't know why. They genetically imprinted you. That's what her boy wanted to do to this girl. Thankfully, something told her, call me. And she called me, and we talked for about an hour. Oh, yeah, I set her straight. And if you don't understand the Amorites, the Moabites, all of the Ites, those are Nephilim. Those are Nephilim in dirt suits. That's what I was talking about on last night's show. That's why you guys got to watch this movie on YouTube. It's still there. I just checked today when I gave it to her. You have to watch the movie. It's an hour and 30 minutes long. It's an hour and 30 minutes of your time. You have got to see the guy's name in the movie is Nikolai. They look for, again, blue bloods because you are a fit extension because they want to make more blue bloods. And so they want you, they want to genetically imprint you so that way they can walk in. You don't put up no defense. You don't have none. And you have babies. And the babies is what they really want. They want your children. It's really not about you. They want your children. And this is how they get them. And I was explaining to them, all of this is about what I'm sharing today. They change the definitions of the names of the deities, but they're the same deity. And we don't know that they've changed names. We think that this deity is a different deity. So Yahweh, who's Yahweh? You know who Yahweh is? You might want to read your Ugaritic text. I've met people with tears rolling down their cheek telling me that God's name is Yahweh. Really? The Bible refers to God in 7 different names. Elohim, El Shaddai, Elyon, El Donai, Yahweh, Yah, and Yabato. It's very important. Out of those 7, which one is right? Only one is right. If you choose the wrong one, may God have mercy on your soul. These names are variations of the same deity, which is a Phoenician, which is a Canaanite pantheon of deity. This was written by Philo, P-H-I-L-O. He was just like my homeboy, Josephus Bar Matthias, who changed his name to Flavinus Josephus, and he took the truth and he changed it into a lie. And he gave it to you, and he called it the New Testament. That was Constantine's boy, Vespasian's boy. He was on the Roman Catholic payroll. I tripled there. Anybody listening to the show to go look it up. The Phoenicians settled in Syria, which is now Palestine. Do the history. Phileo, again, all of these gods, all of these names that's inside of the Old Testament, this is 16 generations of passing down the god Elyon. The biblical god Elyon corresponds with the 18th century Phoenician king called, check out his name, Byblos. B-Y-B-L-O-S. Isn't that eerie? It's kind of close to Biblios. So as a Phoenician king, a Phoenician god, Helios Biblios, sun deity, Phoenician god. He's the father of Uranus, the planet. His real name is the father of Epigenesis, where I get all of my study when I went into biology and I was studying epigenosko. In the Greek, the Bible is called epigenosko. But inside of, when you go to the science side, it's called epigenetics. You want to blow your cookies? Go to dictionary. No, don't go to dictionary.com. Go to Google. Take a craze break. If you're at home right now, go to Google and type in epigenetics. If you go to Google, if I can say it right, well, any search engine, Google should be paying me much plugs as I'll be giving them. Epigenetics is the study of the chemical reactions that are influenced by sound, frequencies, waves, vibration. There's a God, his name in the Phoenician language, which we don't have. Nobody, I don't read Phoenicians, do you? Biology. You are a biological, electrical, chemical being. So I got to change your biology. How? I'm going to go to the God of biology. And he knows epigenosko or epigenetics. He knows how to change you on a cellular level using frequency, waves of vibration. Epigenetics. There's a God, a Phoenician God. You won't find that taught in no Christian church, nowhere, because they don't know. The father of, again, there was a Phoenician king of Byblos. His name is called Epigeius, epigenus, or epigenius. Now, the definition of the word genius means demonic. Again, we talked about that yesterday. Go to dictionary.com, type in the word demonic, go down to the bottom of the page, and you will see it means genius or intelligent. The God of the ancient Greeks, gods of the ancient Assyrians, our God of the ancient Babylonians, the God of the ancient Phoenicians, the God of the ancient Canaanites, the God of Agrippa. These are the biblical kings, the gods of Egypt, every God. Now they just crossed over, they changed their names, now they present it to you as biblical gods. So the biblical God Elion, again, Phoenician. What about El? The God Elohim, Kronos. And once we start tracking these names back down to the original El Shaddai, because you know what I had a problem, brothers and sisters, when I went to the seances and stuff, and they used the same names that they said El, by the power of Adonai, I summoned up, and there was coming up these demons, and the demons were showing up. I'm like, what the hell? How the hell they use the same name that we use in church? They're using the seventh demon. Did you not read the Lesser Keys of Solomon? Solomon controlled every demon. Solomon had complete power. Solomon, it says it in the text, Solomon didn't. People ask all the time, how in the world did Solomon build a temple? He didn't build a temple. Solomon commanded the demons to build the temple. How did he do it? Now, I don't advise you guys to read it, but it's on Google for free. The name of the book is called The Lesser Keys of Solomon. There's another book called The Greater Keys of Solomon. Again, I do not advise you to read it. I've been granted immunity, if you will, because of my calling. So if you ain't called to read that stuff going to read you. Because when you see them, they see you. I don't know if y'all understand. There's people playing games. This is not no game. You will end up in a mental institution because they know they love to play mind games. And that's what old girl was walking into by the grace of God. She said something told her to call me. She said, listen, just stumbled across my name. I got two new guys. One guy said that he typed in, wow. I mean, he said that he was trying to figure out how to do something. It was something demonic. And he typed in and my information came up. And that saved his life, basically. And people ask me, hey, Bado, you know, I don't want to go down my soapbox. I got guys, they mean good. Why, you call yourself Master Teacher 33? Is that, you know, like a Luciferian, the demonic? Yes, it is. But why you call yourself that? You know how many people I've saved? Not me personally. I'm just a speck. I'm just a grain of sand. I just made myself available for the Most High. I am not on no ego trip. If I was, I would be at some university teaching, getting paid 150 G's to go over here on Blog Talk losing money. Trust me, brothers and sisters, I ain't in this for the money. I'm losing money giving you this guy's information that I should be charging y'all for. But if I had not done that message, old girl would be on her way to New York sleeping with somebody who's going to genetically imprint her uterus and pass them demons from him onto her. And during the sexual act, he shapeshifts. Now, I don't know if y'all, now this personally has happened to me, because I didn't know what it was until I got into a sexual encounter with a witch who shapeshifted. Now, people say that, oh, come on, Doc, come on, man, that's like make-believe. I don't believe that, brother. Really, I know a couple of witches. I will give you their phone number. You go have sex with them and watch their eyes, watch what they do. If you don't believe me, you can go to, I know the places where you can go. So anybody don't believe me, email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I will give you the information. Your blood is not on my hands. I'm warning you now. You can play with this stuff if you want to. You will be in a crazy house in a pine box. They play for keeps. And if you don't understand how they play using language. They change the definitions of words. So these gods, I mean, y'all better check. Y'all going to all of these churches and stuff, and the Reverend Dr. Bishop, they doing some crazy stuff. You already know your spirit tells you, but, you know, he's charismatic. You understand, Brother Will? I like him. Really? You better get you a dog? Man, y'all can't be playing. You can't be hanging around with people that you don't know. You don't know their history. You don't know where they're from. You don't know their family. So I come on this show, and I'm transparent. I guarantee you your rule ain't. I guarantee you, ask your Reverend Dr. Bishop his sin. He's not going to tell you he's had 45 jobs. He's not going to tell you he slept on his wife so many times he lost count. He's not going to tell you all of his dirt. He ain't going to air out his dirty laundry. Why? He can't. Because he knows if you know the truth, you ain't going to be following him. I don't want no followers. I want leaders. The God Attar, Attar. This is Ashtar in the Old Testament. It's Ishtar. It is a Canaanite, Aryan, Babylonian deity who has shaped over time. They changed their names. He is the god of the morning star. He is Semitic. Now, brothers and sisters, oh, man, everything is Semitic or anti-Semitic or anti-Semitic, you know, the Jews. So all of these Semitic terms come from the biblical Shem. Now, Abraham, Noah had two sons, Shem, Cush, and Ham. I think Ham, Cush, whatever their names was. Well, Shem, he established a family of language, and they are called Semitic. So all of the, basically the Babylonians and the Assyrians and, quote, unquote, the Jews, they all come under this. That's why you get the word anti-Semitic. That means that it is a Semitic language. That's Babylonian. That's Luciferian. They all worship Babylonian gods. And you say, well, brother, what does that mean, man? I don't mean anything. I'm not really concerned about that. That has nothing to do with me. Okay, that means we got to go further down the rabbit trail. Because Lucifer now, he hides in plain sight. He is the god of light. But he ain't Lucifer. He's Satan. But you call him Lucifer. And so you binding Lucifer. Satan is running around having a good time. Because you got the wrong name. So if you go to the mall and I yell, now your name is Robert, and I'm yelling, Jimmy, hey, Jimmy. You walk right past me, and I'm screaming your name, Jimmy, Jimmy. But there's another guy named Jimmy. What does he do? He stops and he looks at, hey, what's up, man? Why are you calling me? I wasn't calling you. I was calling Jimmy. No, dude, my name is Jimmy. When you say the name of the demon, you call the demon. But what if you got the wrong name? Oh, we got a problem, Houston. So the name Lucifer is translated from Hillel ben Shahar in Latin by St. Jerome during the 4th century. Lucifer now, again, now remember, let's go back to the Hebraic. We call it Hebrew. It's not Hebrew. It's Hebraic. H-E-B-R-A-I-C. Now, I got to do a whole study just on that word, Hebraic. That's a cookie blower. Because it goes back to the Hebrews, which goes back to Canaan. Why does everything come out of Canaan? We've got to break that one down. So it should be Hela ben Shakar, not Helil. So it's H-E-L-E-Y or H-E-Y-L-E-L. That one letter changes the total name and the total subject, one letter. That's why the Father talks about jots and tittles. Heaven and earth will pass away before one jot and one tittle. That's what Lucifer is. He's a jot and tittle guy. He changes jots and tittles. And so it is translated in English into O shining star, son of the dawn. So Helil ben means O shining star, son of the dawn. Have you read Isaiah 14:12 inside of the Helios Biblios? That's not what it says inside of the Helios Biblios. So why is the true meaning of that word not mentioned or not in there? Because then you'll be dealing with the true God. And so when we talk about this stuff, it's very important, my brothers and sisters, that and then again, the enemy knows that. He knows that there's no way you would know this. Now, I've sacrificed years studying this. Most people don't have time. They got to go to work. They got to take care of their families. That's why I do what I do. That's why I ask you guys to partner with me so I can continue to do this, because I'm called to do this. Isaiah 14:12 in your Bible says, "Oh, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning." So in your Bible it says, "O Lucifer, son of the morning." Why does it say that? That's not what that means in the original text. So now the people, number one, everybody's praying against Lucifer, fighting against Lucifer, angry at Lucifer, and he's called Son of the Morning. That's a title that's only subscribed to Yahuwah, the true Son. So if I can make you think Lucifer, now that's their argument. When you get to the higher levels, they say Lucifer and Jesus are twins. They're brothers. That's what Inky and Enel. That's what we're going with this. That's what the twin flames is all about. So when you get to the higher levels, and I got up there and I was like, hold up, time out. They said, yeah, man. Jesus and Lucifer, they batting on the same team. Yeah. So Lucifer, they playing both sides of the fence. So obviously my cookies was blown, because the scripture that they used was Isaiah 14:12. So I said, what's the use of going to church? I might as well go out to the world. So, not knowing what I'm telling you, because they told me, hey, look, it says, oh, Lucifer, son of the morning. Isn't Jesus Christ called son of the morning? Jesus and Lucifer are the same. That's one of the Satanists. If y'all ain't heard that, just stick around. When you meet a Satanist, that's what he's going to tell you. But the true meaning, if you know the truth, that's not what it says in the original text. That's not what it truly means. That Cosmogrator knows that he's playing word games with your brain. You are being mind-effed. Pardon my French. It should read, O shining star, son of the dawn. So the name Lucifer, again, is a mistransliteration thanks to Saint Jerome during the 14th century, the 4th century. Lucifer is not Hebrew. It is not Greek. It's Latin. The word Lucifer comes from two Latin words, lux, fira, which I talked about yesterday, luma, firis, and my other book, Bioluminescence. It has to do with the word lux, L-U-X, or lumen, L-U-M-I-N, which means light, and ferrous, or phosphorus. You guys know what phosphorus, right? Yeah, that's fire, which means to bring or to bear, fero, F-E-R-O, or phosphorus, F-E-R-O-U-S. So it means light to bring or to bear, which means light bearer, light bringer. That's the definition we got. So the Bible says it identifies Lucifer as the devil, or Satan, or the serpent, or the dragon, or the dweller of hell, right? So Lucifer in Latin is transferred again erroneously, because Lucifer is not, he ain't even on the scene. Satan, however, now the word Satan in Hebrew means adversary. It doesn't mean light bringer or light bearer. It means one who lies in wait. So in the New Testament, anytime you see the word Satan, it refers to the name Diabolos in Greek, which means accuser or slanderer of the brethren. Now, that's the guy we know. Why? The Bible says that he's an accuser of the brethren. So in Hebrew, Satan, in Aramaic, Satan, in Latin, in Greek, Satan, now not Lucifer, Satan means accuser or adversary. So in all of the biblical texts, the Apocrypha, the New Testament, when we see the word Satan, we know that it's referring to an angel or messenger sent by God to test mankind. Notice who he sent by. Because after he fell, he had no power still. God granted him and gave him. That's why you have to read my book, The Cosmogrator. Because God is allowing, God gave him, he couldn't create, he couldn't do anything. He didn't have no hydrogenes or no oxygen, no H2O. You call it water. So if you read the ancient text, he had to go to God, oh, Father, please, you know, I want to do some stuff, but I ain't got no money. Can I borrow? Can I get a loan? Father said, okay, I'm going to give you a loan. You got 7 days. So 1 day is at 1,000 years. 1,000 years, that's 1 day. So he got 7,000 days or 7,000 days, 7,000 years. And that's what he's doing. But again, let's not get it twisted. He's still God's dog on a leash. We give him way too much power. He don't do nothing unless first he goes to the Father, just like you do. Father, remember the story of Job? Let me remove your heads around him. Let me touch him. Father says, okay, go. He's still the same thing. God's dog on a leash, a.k.a. Satan, not Lucifer. Satan, my brothers and sisters, you call the devil, the prince of darkness, Beelzebub, I can't even pronounce his other name. Now, this one is a cookie blower because they've assigned these names to him. It's spelled M-E-P-H, Myth, I-S-T-O-P-H, then H-E-L-E-S, Myth Histophis. I don't know how to say that name. That's another name in the ancient text. You'll find that they'll be mentioning that name when they be conjuring up demons and stuff. And then the word Lucifer, and then the last one, which most people don't hear, Rachel. You will see in the scary movies, you'll see them say that name. What about in the Talmud? Now, Rachel is spelled like Rachel. That's why I hope there's nobody listening to the show named Rachel or Lucy or Betty or Victoria. If you are one of those names or you know somebody that's one of those names, you might want to get you a pseudonym quickly. We'll break that down another time. In the Jewish Talmud and in the Kabbalah, in the Book of Creations, Satan is called Samael, the blind god. Now I have that book, The Blind God of this World. If you haven't got that book, go to the website, masterteachers33.com. I break down Samael and Yamato. You want to remember those two names because these are separate entities. That forms what is called angelology or demonology. And so unless you study demonology, you won't understand. And so when we go to the Islam, Satan's name is Ibis or Iblis. I-B-L-I-S. Because he now is dealing with a different god, the god called Allah. And the reason why I'm telling you all of this is because the name changes again to Abaddon. So you got to keep up with all of these names. Who are we dealing with? Are we dealing with Lucifer? We're dealing with Samael? We're dealing with Satan? We're dealing with Rachel? We're dealing with Mistophyses? We're dealing with Beelzebub? We're dealing with Asmodeus? We're dealing with Belphagor? Who are we dealing with? Solomon, and in all of the movies, that's why Yahushua said, and in every movie, scary movie you watch, the first thing they ask, what is your name, demon? That's the first thing that you got to know. Otherwise, you ain't got no power. And they know that. That's why they change their names. But it's the same entity. So the devil is a name given to a supernatural entity. It's the embodiment of evil. So this entity, again, goes by various names. That is the most important thing. Because you think you're talking about two different things, and you're talking about the same thing, the same essence. Now, this mind, this play of words is crucial, brothers and sisters, because Satan and the devil are two names used in Scripture. But the accuser of the brethren is another name, the evil one, the deceiver, a murderer from the beginning, father of lies, Beelzebub, Belial, Asmodeus that I mentioned earlier, Ishtar, tempter, great dragon, prince of darkness, prince of demons. There are at least 40 such names and titles that can be subscribed to a fallen entity some people call Satan or Lucifer. Even the word hell in the Bible is a mistranslation, because the word hell comes from a Hebrew word, Gehinnom, G-E-H-I-N-N-O-M, which means landfill. Let me make sure. Now, again, don't blame me. Go to GoogleTheBible.org. Go to eSword. Go to Bible Gateway. Any good resource, pull out your lexicon. Look up the word hell. Look it up in its original Hebrew meaning. The word hell, again, is translated as it means G-E-H-I-N-N-O-M. Gehinnom, which means the abode of the dead. A landfill of the dead. We call it a cemetery. But that's not what it means in the Bible. So the word hell, again, had a, I don't know if we say the word happier translation in the original text before we got, you know, fire. But where did that come from? If you read the ancient text, guess where it came from? See, there is a word that actually stems from or actually means hell, Gehenna. So G-I-N-G-E-H-I-N-N-O-M, and then there's G-E-H-E-N-N-A. See how close they are? But they're not the same words. One has E and O, the other one has E and A. But if you mix those two words up, you could be easily confused. Do you know, and this is really blows my cookies, in ancient Hebrew, they didn't believe that the soul was immortal. There was no such thing as hell. If you trace it all the way back to the original meaning. Now, this is just an example of what I mean, how words change over time. In Hebrew, in the ancient Hebrew, they would take all of their trash and any unsanitary, unpleasant item out the gate of the city to what we call a landfill, where we put our garbage. And so in the ancient times, they would take all of their trash that was rotting, they would put it outside of the gate. And periodically, once a year, once every two, three years, they would burn it. But because it was so much, by the time they got around to burning their trash that was inside of the landfill, it was a fiery mountain or a fiery land. It was a pile of garbage. It was a landfill. And so the word Gehinnom, or the word Gehenna, again, it comes from it's a Hebrew word. Now, the word soul, or soel, S-H-E-O-L, that's translated in the Septuagint as Hades, is another word totally different than Gehenna. So Gehenna means a landfill that you go out and set on fire to burn your trash. Some people say that's where you're going. But the word Hades, okay, now we're talking about different. The word Hades now, that's another name for the word, the phrase underworld or God of the underworld. Now, the New Testament uses the word Gehenna. It doesn't use the word Hades, God of the underworld. Gehenna means valley again, in ancient texts. I'm not talking about now. In ancient times, it means basically a valley for burning trash. Now, it means, again, you got to study this on your own self-approve. As far as what definition you want to go by, I'm just telling you the original meaning of the word before it was changed. And so Christianity started teaching that this place where you could burn trash at could also be a place where you could send people that weren't saved. But guess how it changed? Latin. Latin was the language that was used to change the words and the meaning of the words, because Latin is a Rome or a Roman language. It is the former language of the Roman Empire. All Romance languages uses Latin. Even Spanish and French has a root or base that is it is descended from the Latin language. It has a Latin base. And so now we see that Latin is the language that people use when they want to create confusion. To this day, go to a Roman Catholic church in Rome to an official ceremony in the Vatican, they use Latin. Every once in a while, not a pope now, you know, he speaks 21 languages, so every once in a while they'll break it up. But it means, again, Latin is the language to bring about confusion. It is very important, my brothers and sisters, that when we started understanding, overstanding, understanding, Hillel ben Shahar, son of the Don, that refers to a pantheon of gods. Now, you've got to wade through the wajet of these gods. And you got to study to show yourself approved. Or you got to pick up a copy of my book. I've already done it for you. Now, brothers and sisters, your eternal destiny depends upon, now God knows this. Now, pimp the game. Not that God is running no game, but do you honestly think if I take something and I tell you I'm going to give you $1 million and I'm going to hide it, only thing you got to do is find it. Am I going to tell you where it's at? Now, I told you got $1 million, and I pointed you in the direction where $1 million are at. But I'm not going to tell you, because that kind of defeats the game. So God says in the Bible, if you search, first of all, he says, A-S-K stands for ask, S stands for seek, K stands for knock. Ask, it shall be given to you. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. Then in the book of Proverbs it says, when you search for her as a hidden treasure, knowledge, wisdom, brothers and sisters, this easy believism that everybody's selling today, that's the broad path that leads to destruction. You actually got to put in some effort. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but there is no such thing. People say, hey, doctors, tell me the truth, man. I don't want to hear no freaking hour and a half message. Just tell me the bottom line. Hell, it takes an hour and a half to get to the bottom line. Let me be crystal clear. Shaddai is the son of El. He was the traitor of the Shaddai. Adonai means Adonis. Do you know who Adonis is? A-D-O-N-I-S. He's the god of the underworld. Now, there's a great song written by Amy Grant, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El, and she goes on, Elion, and I don't know if she knows what she's saying. I'm assuming she does. She wrote the song. Age to age. Oh, wow. Brothers and sisters. Now, I used to sing that song, one of the greatest worship songs ever written. Who the hell are you worshiping? I didn't tell you that. Look it up. Please. I'm begging, I'm asking, I get on my knees. Whatever you guys want me to do, y'all want me to say it more pleasantly? Some people say I come across a little, you know, harsh sometimes. Well, you've been saying something for 20 years, you know. Adonai comes from Adonis, comes from, where you get the word? My Adidas. Remember the shoe, the Adidas? Remember Run DMC? They came out with a song called Adidas. You ever talk to Run DNC? Why do you think Rev Run is trying to atone for its sins now? You know how many kids went out and brought Adidas, not knowing that they was worshiping the god Adonis, the god of the underworld? Everything, I've been saying it, I'm going to keep saying it until Yahushua calls me home. Everything on this earth that you do is Luciferian. Everything except one thing, breathing. That's it. So God knows that. It's not even fair. That's why you guys got to watch the movie. You have to watch that movie. You have to like the movie Fallen with Denzel. I just watched it again for the 10, 15th time. Every time I watch it, it's like, really? It's not even fair. So these, number one, your five senses are useless. So you got a gun, right? Oh, you took karate. Oh, okay. So you like Bruce Lee. So you're gonna watch all some demons, right? You can't even see them. You can't touch them. You can't smell them. You can't taste them. You are totally defenseless. They will walk through you like, remember what Jesus said? They desire to shift you as weak, but I have prayed for you. So unless Jesus has prayed for you, brother, ain't nothing I can do for you. And then nobody can do for you. So if you get anybody who come on any show and got grace and mercy and they got any error in their chest, that fool needs prayer. Every once in a while, I bump my head and I have a stupid attack too. And I start thinking that I'm God's gift to the planet. And then I have to realize that it's by the grace and mercy. That's it. Nothing. What did I do? Think. What did I do to get this knowledge? The knowledge came to me. I didn't go to it. People ask me all the time, hey, brother, you know, Will, what should I do? You know what I tell them? I just told this brother this last night. Remember my group. Hey, Doc, I need to, you know, I want to get increase my knowledge, man. I want to get, you know, more deeper in the word. What should I do? Go home and do nothing. That's exactly what I told him to do. All you do is say, Father, I'm available. It is your availability, not your ability. God is not interested in your ability. You don't have none. Not when you come to the celestial realm. Now, here on earth, yeah, you're the bomb diggity. I understand. But when you're going up against demons, man, you can't even scratch their shoes. There's nothing you can do. What are you going to do? You can't see them. You're going to shoot them? You're going to punch them? Oh, I know you're going to sprinkle holy water on them. But you got to see them first. You know what the direction is? Put the water. Brothers and sisters, this is way out of our league. That's all I'm telling you. All I'm telling you is you can study till the cows come home. So everything I'm doing is actually a waste of time. I just do this for people that's already in the net. If you're not in the net, if furniture is not moving in your house, if you ain't having nightmares, if you don't have sleep paralysis, if you're not seeing, you know, red lights in your sleep, you're good. The word Adonis, well, we're talking about Adonai, is a Phoenician king. Dunas, both Adonis and Adunas are Baal HaDun. They were deities who were brought back from the underworld by the intervention it was Tammuz, and I forgot the other deity's name. But let's go get the good stuff real quick before we close. Yah. Now I use the name Yahuwah. Well, that's pretty close. It's not it, but it's pretty close. Yahweh, Phoenician God, Yam, Y-A-M, Yah. Y-A-W, not Y-A-H. He's the son of El. Again, there was a Yak, and there's people who use these names, by the way, because they believe that, you know, these are good entities. There's a gentleman by the calls himself Yak Bahar, spelled Y-A-K-U-B-H-E-R. He's on Facebook. There's another guy by the name of Yak Obama, spelled Y-A-K-O-B-A-A-M. Now, this cult, for lack of a better name, this group or this organization that this lady was in that I talked to today, he required all of his members when they joined to change their last name to his. And they did. What other religions require you to change your last name to theirs? And they do. Another religion, Islam. What about Samael? Again, blind God. Yabato. That, again, his father is what they call Mencathras. All of these are gods of the Phoenician pantheon. They're all named inside of the Bible. A lot of them are grouped up underneath the name Mot, M-O-T. That is, again, a Phoenician god born out of ether. Let me say that again. Born out of ether and desire. Now, the Bible calls it divination. Now, I do this. I tell everybody, and I'm going to say it again. Everything that you do on the planet was taught to you by fallen angels. Everything. Everything. I know what you're thinking. Whatever you're thinking, yeah. Thinking was gave to you by the Luciferians. It's from Thoth. T-H-O-T-H. That's an Egyptian god. Dehudi. What about Dagon? D-A-G-O-N. He's the brother of El. Phoenician god of agriculture. What about Astaroth? Astar. Estar. Aphrodite. All of these, again, what about Yam? What about Yah? Or Yahweh? Now, I know it's stepping on some toes because some people worship and they pray to Yahweh. Hey, knock yourself out, brother. What about Baal? Everybody know about Baal. Baal. What about Leviathan? Oh, that's a good one. What about Behemon? Where they get the Bohemian Grove. Yeah, that's a god underneath Moth. Or the Moth Man. Everybody know about Saturnalia, Satan, or Shackles. That's another name. Satan, again, underneath the Egyptian god, Set. Or the Greek god, Typhon. T-Y-P-H-O-N. He had a brother by the name of Yahweh. These were all Canaanite gods of pestilence. And so we see, and I can go on and on through the list of gods, and again, I have all of this, again, inside of the 10 books that I'm making available. If you are listening to this show, you need to understand what's written on the clay tablets of Babylon. You need to know. You need to know, my brothers and sisters, so that way you can share that, because there's something that is on these clay tablets that people call like hieroglyphics. So when you look at them, what does it mean? What does it do? Well, they were written there for a record. And so this was all a part of the record-keeping system for these Canaan. So if you over and understand Abraham, who was from Ur, who was a Canaanite, went to Egypt, and then he went back to Canaan. And then he went back to Egypt. And then if you look at the people of Egypt, if you just look through the Bible, and if you look at from the records of Adam all through all of the kingdom, from King David all the way to King Solomon, all the way, if you go through all the biblical history, through Noah, through the days of the flood, you will find Canaan, Egypt. When we get Hebrew, then we see the Exodus. Then we see they wander around in the desert. Then we see Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho. And then we go through all the way through the book of Judges, and we come all the way through. All we see throughout this is a list of the ancestry of the biblical patriarchs, which are Canaanite patriarchs. These are what we call biblical heroes. They were the kings of Mesopotamia, Babylon, Syria, Palestine. They all, though, all of them can be traced back to Ur. U-R, or Ur. But you say, well, brother, what does that mean? Why do you think Yahushua came? Yahushua said, and I quote, "All who came before me are thieves and robbers." That's what Jesus Christ said. Jeremiah 8:8. Remember we read that one? Jeremiah, what was the other one? 16:8 or 8:16. We said that you have inherited lies of your forefathers. Our forefathers inherited lies. So that's all you got to understand, brothers and sisters. There are errors. They lie by omission. That's the title of one of my books, Lying by Omission. They didn't really lie. They just didn't put everything in. There is a language that's called sexagismal. Sex, S-E-X. A-G-E-S-I-M-A-L. sexogram. This is Babylonian. That is why the young lady was talking to me, and the gentleman said that he wanted to leave his genetic imprint. That's what he's talking about. Now, very few people understand what that is and how to do it. So for him to make that statement, that lets me know he's been rolling in hate with some people in some very dark places. And so let's say you're sitting underneath someone with that pedigree. And the Bible says, let no man lay hands on you suddenly. But you like the man, you know. He got nice suits, shiny clothes. And guess what? He drive a caddy. And he got a BMW out there. And so you're like, okay, it can't be that bad. You don't know that his gods are from Ur. Because if you remember, I'm trying to think of who was it that was, I think it was Abram. Because remember, Abraham was given two names. First he was named Abram. And then he was renamed to Abraham. So why did God change his name? Because remember, Abraham became a father late in his life. So Abraham was really like two different people. He was Abraham. He was over 100, if I remember the story correctly, when he was Abram, and then when he became Abraham, the father of many nations, because it was through his lineage. So that's why these gurus want you to change your last name. Now, this young lady, the guy told her that he wants her to legally change her name, because he understood that man is name and name is man. And that's why I do Dear Canary Reports. And if you listen to the show and you haven't at least went to my website at masterteacher33.com and at least watched the free, read the free information and listen to the free show and read the free information that I have on man is name, name is man. If you take M-A-N, turn it around, you have N-A-M. So man is name. And name is man. If you let someone change your name, woo, man, that's very dangerous. Unless they're changing it for good. And only God would know that. So my brothers and my sisters, I got a plethora of more information about all of these gods. The one thing that I needed to make sure that you understand is that the name, the term Lucifer, has been added by the Latin Vulgate. It is not a legitimate name for if you're buying in Lucifer, you're wasting your time. That's just a name that they want you to focus on so that way the real bad guy can continue to do his work. So you must understand that all names have been changed. You must trace these deities back. Every deity, every name, every title that you name comes from somewhere. And if I'm a betting man, I put all of my money on Canaanite deity, the Phoenician deity, the land of Canaan. These are the biblical Hebrews. This is where the Masoretic texts come from, the Septuagint. All of your biblical foundation came out of Canaan. The name Canaan is mentioned all throughout the Bible, and nobody blinks, because we don't understand the architectural significance or the archaeological significance of the name and the land of Canaan. And the only reason that you need to know this is because you need to make sure that they are migrating entities from Canaan into religion. And that's why Yahushua says, well, all who came before me are thieves. They're trying to steal your inheritance by presenting themselves as Jews, and they are not Jews. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says, hey, there's some people hanging out. They're telling you that they're Jews, but yeah, they're not Jews. They're from the synagogue of Satan, a.k.a. Canaan. And so unless you understand this Canaanite pantheon, the Canaanite group, unless you understood the Ugaritic text and the Ugaritic language, which, again, is used by a lot of the Hebrew, quote-unquote, scholars, because they understand the significance of this language, because most of us doesn't understand what is called the Abjad, the A-B-J-A-D, Abjad. Again, it is a writing system that only uses consonants. It is called the consonantal alphabet, consonants. Now, brothers and sisters, all Semitic languages, such as Aramaic, Hebrew, and Phoenician language, they all come from this system of writing. Tomorrow, we'll probably break down this system. Now, I've broken it down before. I talked about it inside of my book, The Case of the Missing Shin, where we get what is called our phonological vowel markings. So there's no vowels, because our language is a A-B-J-A-D language. It don't have vowels. So where do vowels come from? So tomorrow, my brothers and sisters, we go further down the rabbit trail. Again, all of this is inside of my 10-book set that I'm making available. Again, for 2015, these books will not be sold to the general public. The only way you can get these books is if you email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. All of these books are muy expensive. I just made that up, by the way. They're very expensive. The reason why they're very expensive, trust me, God wants you to have them where God leads, God provides. Now, I have a monthly payment program. Again, it's $400 a month. By the end of the year, bam, you're done. You get access. Now, the goal is to roll out one book a month. I just finished up book number one today, finally. Man, had to go over that one. Had some editing and formatting problems. So that one is out. Everybody who's already purchased that, I know a couple of brothers had purchased it about 2 weeks ago. So I do apologize it took me so long to get it to you, but it is done finally. We talked about the firstborn. The next book we're going to be working on is The Incomprehensible God Has an Incomprehensible Plan. We're going to be breaking that one down. And we're going to go further down the language trail. We're going to talk about the case of the missing shin, S-H-I-N, and the sign, S-I-N-E, and sin, S-I-N. All three of those words are the same. So we're going to talk about how the enemy, again, he's playing mind games or word games with you. He's trying to mind elf you. My job is to assist you so that doesn't happen, to give you the tools. Because remember, he took away the keys to the kingdom. What is that? The Logos. So if you understand the Ugaritic text, it aids and assists you in the grammatical transliterations of these important texts and these important documents. So my brothers and my sisters, again, thank you so much for listening. Again, I am Dr. Will Rogers. I am known online as Master Teacher 33. Again, I really don't go by that title. That is a Luciferian title. It's been branded. It has been, because I was going to change it and stop using it. The Father said, no, now I understand. Without that name, there's a lot of people. Matter of fact, when I ask people, how did you find me? Every time I meet a new client or a new customer, it's because they went to Google or they did something that was in reference to that name. And that gave them access to the information that I have available. So people ask me all the time, no, I'm not a Mason. No, I understand Masonry. Don't get it twisted. I'm not a Luciferian. I'm not a Satanist. I've been there, done that. Got the T-shirt, too. I don't practice Wicca. I don't do Kabbalah. I believe the same thing that most Bible-toting believers do. I just believe in the real Christ, not the fake one. There is a difference. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. The Son always comes in the name of the Father. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. Because He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. He will never manipulate or control you. That's always the sign, manipulation and control. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you. God bless you.
He told me what I need is right up in me. So ain't no way that none of these people can offend me. You so negative with thoughts and you should blur it out. Why take a sedative when you can take your courage out? Why take a sedative when you can take your courage out? Let's make them feel it, we ain't even got a curse at all. Like getting digits, you ain't even have to flirt at all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I'm about to shift again, no blending and no not at all. And all my frenemies and enemies and buy them all. Cause this is skipping, it's a misery, it's about to fall. They got monopolies and properties inside a store. Don't trace that money out there properly, it's not for y'all. And ain't it funny, cause we'll grind, but we don't fight at all. I know we think it, but we keep it all inside us all. I know we think it, but we keep it all inside us all.